whether it's called food tampering, food defense, economically motivated adulteration, food terrorism, or something else, the intentional adulteration of food is a threat to the entire food chain, and its defense is critical. So I am your TAG Talks host, Lisa Lupo, and today I'm talking with TAG Canada subject matter expert, Sam Davidson, on this important topic. Welcome, Sam.
Hi, Lisa. Good afternoon. How are you?
I am doing just great.
Great.
So let's start with the basics. What exactly is food tampering, as it's termed in Canada?
Okay, so the definition according to the CFIA is that food tampering is the intentional contamination of a food product with the intent to cause harm to the consumer or to a private company. This may include food tampering any part of food product, such as product itself, or it can affect packaging and the label. Tampering with food is a serious matter and is punishable is a punishable offence under the Criminal Code of Canada.
So why is it important then to have a food defense plan, even though it's not required by CFIA or in the SFCRs?
Well, I guess it is another measure for food safety to start off with. We need to have it. For example, Canadian companies need to have it to export into the US. GFSI certifications require it. So it will be used as a food safety measure. Although when we talk about HACCP, for example, HACCP is around sort of accidental or unintentional food safety issues, whereas the food defense plan is around, or we're looking about intentional contamination, is around exactly that. It's intentional. Someone's out there to try and do it. Someone's trying to draw attention or for a cause or something like that, maybe, and trying to get free publicity. Maybe it's extortion with a company. Sometimes it's a prank, mischief. We do have concerns around bioterrorism as well. And then one of the areas that I guess the US focus on, definitely FDA and FSMA, is revenge. There can be cases where, and the biggest input or the biggest risk FSMA thinks of is an employee that an employee or ex-employee, I guess, that knows the inside and outs of a food manufacturing facility, the company they work in or used to work in. So yeah, it's still a food safety measure. We hear the term VASIP from time to time instead of HACCP, and that's your vulnerability assessment. So on HARPC that we know about for our preventive control. So you can mix them all up, I guess, and put it all into one HACCP plan and have it working that way.
Okay. So given all that, what are the essential aspects of a food defense plan, and what steps would you recommend in its development?
So there, obviously, you know, I read out or I gave you a list of all these different areas where there could be potential contamination. So it can be difficult. You know, we know of cases that first thing that comes to mind is Australia, where someone was putting sewing needles into strawberries. That's pretty difficult. It's pretty difficult as manufacturers to control that. So there is definitely a reliance across the food industry to keep an eye on it. You know, you want to be able to understand, as a manufacturer, you understand your process and where those risks are. As I said, a vulnerability assessment based on FSMA will go through each step in your hazard analysis when you're looking at food safety and identify areas that may be potentially accessible for someone to add an adulterant or cause harm or concern. Surveillance, I guess, is the best thing for it. You know, we look at some of the surveillance we have in some facilities. You know, I think about places in Canada, maybe they have security, definitely have security outside, but then there's a consideration for security inside as well. Do we need to put cameras in certain places? Do we need to have better lighting in certain areas to really minimize the possibility of causing any contamination? The whole idea of someone trying to perform this or to try and contaminate a product is they want to do the most damage possible with the least amount of effort. And a lot of the time, like a lot of crimes, it's, you know, if you give someone that opportunity, they will take it. So reducing that opportunity, but cameras, making sure people are working buddy systems, well-lit areas, ensure that your ingredient storage is well-maintained and well-secured. Maybe tanks that you have, storage tanks, bulk tanks, or even mixing tanks that have proper closing lids and there's no access to that, or it's locked access. Going on from that, it's needing to know your own product and understanding if there's been any tampering with your product, you know, your finished product. And that goes as well then into stores to ensure that they can identify if anything has been tampered with as well. So it's right across the food chain, really.
So how can TAG Canada help with this?
Well, TAG have a number of experts in around food safety, food defense. There are certain of us that have had screening. There's definitely more than a few of us have the FSMA vulnerability assessment training. We know about intentional adulteration. There are definitely a few of us have gone through a series of food defense courses, like myself, with AIB and other affiliates. We have that recognition and understanding of what is needed and what you should be doing to mitigate those risks and try to reduce the likelihood of it. I know other food companies or food companies that have used different drastic measures when it comes to it. But TAG can come up with some pretty good solutions for you, and definitely on-site assessments and helping develop your food safety plan to include that vulnerability assessment.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Sam, for your insights on this and, you know, recommendations on things to do and even how TAG can help with it. And how overall food facilities can fight back against some of these things. And as always, we want to thank the viewers for joining TAG Talks on current and impactful industry trends and events. Stay tuned to all things food safety and public health by clicking subscribe in the upper left corner and hitting the little bell to be notified of new videos. And don't forget to click insights to subscribe to our weekly articles as well. Thank you.